From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Mitt Romney, the 2012 Republican nominee for president, says he is not running in 2016. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, he announced it on a call with donors and supporters this morning.
Romney had been floating trial balloons, giving speeches and talking to donors in recent weeks. He said on the call that he was convinced he could win the nomination again, but that stepping aside would be best for the Republican Party and the nation.
I believe that one of our next generation of Republican leaders, one who may not be as well known as I am today, one who has not yet taken their message across the country, one who's just getting started, may well emerge as being better able to defeat the Democrat nominee.
Romney said he has been asked and will be asked again if there are any circumstances under which he might change his mind. And he said that seems unlikely. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The new Greek government is planning to cancel the privatization of state assets, something creditors have demanded in exchange for billions in bailout loans. Joanna Kakissis reports the country's newly elected leaders say they're trying to avoid a fire sale on state property.
The leftist Syriza party, elected into power last weekend, has long criticized the selling of state property in Greece. Because the country is in a deep economic depression, the government says, it will be forced to sell or lease property at cut-rate deals because it's desperate for cash. And the new government says desperation is not a tool for negotiating the best deal. Greek leaders want to cancel plans to sell the state-run gas utility and halt a deal with Chinese shipping giant COSCO to claim a majority stake in the port of Piraeus, which used to be run by the state. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
At least 49 people were killed and dozens more were wounded when a bomb was detonated at a Shiite mosque in southern Pakistan. Authorities say the attack happened in an area that has seen little sectarian bloodshed. A militant Sunni group has claimed responsibility. Officials say it's the deadliest act of anti-Shiite violence in Pakistan in 2 years. A report out today shows a slowdown in economic growth in the U.S. The rate of growth slowed to 2.6% in the fourth quarter of last year. Economist Scott Brown points to a few reasons for the decline.
One is you had a contraction in defense spending that subtracted about 0.6 percentage point. You had a wider trade deficit, which subtracted.
The latest numbers are sending stocks lower today. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 96 points at 17,319. The Nasdaq Composite is down 19 points. The S&P 500 down 13. This is NPR News in Washington. Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, says his group doesn't seek war with Israel but is prepared. NPR's Allison Muse reports.
Gunfire rings out across town as the Hezbollah chief appears via projector in the southern suburbs of Beirut. Nasrallah says his group is not foolhardy, but is prepared for confrontation with Israel, whether from Lebanon or Syria. Days before, Hezbollah attacked an Israeli military convoy in a disputed border zone, killing 2 soldiers. The attack came in response to an Israeli air raid that killed 6 Hezbollah fighters and an Iranian general on the Syrian side of the Golan Heights. Nasrallah says this was reciprocal, an eye for an eye, but he warns Israel, don't try us again. Nasrallah says that Hezbollah's military decisions are not dictated by its patron Iran, even amid delicate nuclear negotiations with the West. Allison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.
The Pentagon says the deadly attack on 3 American contractors at the airport in Kabul was carried out by a man in an Afghan military uniform. Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby says the U.S. can't confirm or deny Taliban claims that one of their fighters was responsible for yesterday's shooting.
The assailant was in an Afghan uniform, and since we can no longer talk to him, it's going to be a little difficult, not impossible.
The U.S. has over 10,000 troops training and advising Afghan soldiers, but the U.S. combat mission there ended in December. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is now down 124 points, the Nasdaq down 18. This is NPR News in Washington.